Thank you for joining me today. And this week I've given us a question to think about, one that does have relevance to our everyday lives. Here it is. What does God look like? Have you thought about that? Now you might say, well, I have more important things to think about. Right now I'm wondering how I'm going to survive this marriage, or what's my future at work? My teenager is facing some serious issues, and I do not know how to help. Something along these lines. And here I am today, inviting you to ponder with me the question, what does God look like? How might answering this help you in your present dilemma and struggles? Oh, I submit to you that this is exactly what you need. To stop and pause for a few moments this day. To open your Bible with me to the Old Testament book of Deuteronomy and read, or hear read, the Word of God. This will lift you up, brother and sister. God, who loves you and knows your circumstance well, lifts you out of it for these moments together and shows you who He is. This is worthwhile, time well spent. Worship God. Focus on Him. Set down your troubles for a moment and find within the Almighty Father peace, comfort, conviction, and contentment. Lift up your downcast eyes to God and hear what He has to say to you today. I guarantee your circumstances will be waiting for you when I go off the air, but my prayer is that you return to them renewed by the Lord. Knowing who He is helps you to know how to handle life's very real struggles better. That's the supernatural gift of living in the presence of God. And so let's pick up our study at Deuteronomy 4 and verse 10. I'll read all the way through verse 14. This is Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 10 through 14. Remember the day you stood before the Lord your God at Horeb, when the Lord said to me, "Assemble the people to me, that I may let them hear my word, so they may learn to fear me all the days they live on the earth, and that they may teach their children." You came near and stood at the foot of the mountain, and the mountain burned with fire to the very heart of the heavens, darkness, cloud, and thick gloom. Then the Lord spoke to you from the midst of the fire. You heard the sound of words, but you saw no form, only a voice. So He declared to you His covenant, which He commanded you to perform, that is, the Ten Commandments. And He wrote them on two tablets of stone. The Lord commanded me that at the time to teach you the statutes and judgments, that you might perform them in the land where you are going over to possess it. In our quest to answer the question, what does God look like, I have thus far answered in two ways. First, the Bible says that God the Father is not a physical being, but a spiritual being. And second, the Bible says God the Father is invisible. And Moses affirms this here when he recounts the visit God Himself made to Moses on top of Mount Horeb, also known as Mount Sinai, in Exodus chapters 19 and 20. This is when God gave the Ten Commandments on two tablets of stone. Here in Deuteronomy, a second generation of Israelites are getting a history lesson about that day sometime prior. And last time I highlighted for you Moses' words here in verse 12, "You saw no form, only a voice." What the Israelites all experienced that day was extraordinary, to say the least. I don't really have the right vocabulary words to describe it. Read Exodus 19 for yourself, and you tell me what words to use. They encountered the living God. Wow! But they did not see Him. They heard Him, but they did not look on God as one person looks on another. Moses says he and them, quote, "saw no form." And of course they did not, because God the Father has no physical form. He's invisible to the human eye. And if you'll go down with me to verse 15 of this text, you'll hear Moses reiterate this. Deuteronomy 4 and verse 15 says, "So watch yourselves carefully, since you did not see any form on the day the Lord spoke to you at Horeb from the midst of the fire." Let me emphasize what I just read. You did not see any form. Did you get it? God has no physical form. He's spirit. Therefore, there's a complexity in answering how God looks. The ancient Jews did not see Him. You do not see Him. I do not see Him. And if we do not see God, then how do we know what He looks like? Our plot thickens. And there's a major missing piece to all of this that I must bring to your attention, but I am building towards that. There is a way that we can know what God looks like, and I want to reveal that to you soon. When, you ask? Starting on Monday, I answer. Yes, I'll have good news for you next week. If you really want to know what God looks like, be here Monday at this same time, and I will unveil for you the face of God. But for that, you have to wait a few more days. Because right now I want to proceed in teaching Deuteronomy 4, which has crucial lessons for all of us regarding how we respond to the fact that we cannot see God in a form. Notice how Moses starts verse 15, "So watch yourselves carefully." This is a warning. This is a red alert on how to live. This is an instructive from the servant of God about how the Jews were to respond to God, who they cannot see with their eyes. And yes, this most definitely applies to you and me in the context in which we live and work as this week winds down. Let me read you verses 15 through 19 of Deuteronomy 4, and then I'll make some comments after the reading. We'll finish our discussion in this chapter tomorrow. I've read to you verse 15, but let me pick up the momentum of the text with the opening words of that verse. So watch yourselves carefully. Now verse 16, so that you do not act corruptly and make a graven image for yourselves in the form of any figure, the likeness of male or female, the likeness of any animal that is on the earth, the likeness of any winged bird that flies in the sky, the likeness of anything that creeps on the ground, the likeness of any fish that is in the water below the earth. And beware not to lift up your eyes to heaven and see the sun and the moon and the stars, all the host of heaven, and be drawn away and worship them and serve them, those which the Lord your God has allotted to all the peoples under the whole heaven. That was Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 15a through 19. And this is Moses' instruction to the people of God. We should hear this admonition as being for ourselves also. So what is Moses warning against? In a word, idolatry. And before I say more, let me give you my definition of idolatry as I believe the Bible defines it. What is idolatry? Idolatry is anyone or anything that replaces God as master of our lives. Idolatry is anyone or anything that replaces God as master of our lives. God is master. He is ruler. He is king. He is sovereign over every single person's life, whether they be Christian or not. God is master, and all persons are his slaves. All of us are to serve him and love him alone. And when we, out of our shockingly brazen sinfulness, replace him with anyone, yes, we have a tendency to worship people and or anything. Just think of how much stuff you care more about and spend more time with than God. When we do this, we have committed again and again the sin of idolatry. What I want to do at this time is to bring to your attention two points of application from this passage. The first, which I will tackle today, is this. We can never worship any supposed image of God because God does not look like any image that is made. I'll say more about this in a minute. But my second point of application from what we've heard in Deuteronomy 4 is to say that we are an idolatrous people. Tomorrow, I want to find application of this text in our lives. So please join me again tomorrow so that you can capture all that I want to say about Deuteronomy 4, verses 15 through 19. And I do all of this in the context of our question, what does God look like? So first, we can never worship any supposed image of God because God does not look like any image that is made. This is what Moses is saying to the Israelites who were surrounded by idol worshipers and who themselves always wrestled deeply with the temptation to worship images of God rather than God himself. Remember what the Bible has been saying. God is a spiritual being, not a physical being, and God is invisible to us. Therefore, none of us can worship any image because we do not know what God looks like. I think this is how this passage in Deuteronomy 4, verses 15 through 19 speaks to our question. Do you follow my logic? I think this is what Moses is saying. Do not create an idol, call it a god, and worship it, because you actually do not know what God looks like. And since God is spirit, says Jesus, and he is not a physical being, since he is invisible, then how can we make an image or create a god out of an animal or cast our eyes to the skies and make gods out of the sun, the moon, and the stars, the horoscope? Never. To do so is idolatry, and that's a sin according to the living God. Furthermore, the context of Deuteronomy 4 is to actually remind the Israelites of the Ten Commandments given to Moses by God on that day, the actual event written about back in Exodus chapters 19 and 20. And what is the first of the Ten Commandments? Listen to God speaking in Exodus 20, verse 3, "You shall have no other gods before me." And what is the second of the Ten Commandments? Listen to God again in Exodus chapter 20 in verses 4 to 6. "You shall not make for yourself an idol or any likeness of what is in heaven above or on the earth beneath or in the water under the earth. You shall not worship them or serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children and the third and the fourth generations of those who hate me, but showing loving kindness to thousands, to those who love me and keep my commandments." God cannot be any clearer than this. The Ten Commandments burst forth from the mouth of God, directly commanding that no idols be made and no idols be worshipped. This applies for all time to all people. God hates idolatry. God the Father does not present himself to the Israelites in a physical form such that they can look and say, "There is God." So they dare not make an image of what they think he looks like and worship it. Same with us. We can never worship any supposed image of God because God does not look like any image that is made. That's my first point of application. And the second comes tomorrow, so join me then, for God is...